Blog Talk Radio.
So anywhere in the nation, somebody can call in, call that number, hear the Quran, or if they want, if they feel good, or if they feel the need to participate, can participate. We got to organize it so it come off smooth, you know.
Put it in the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's on the East Coast, then that'll be
8 o'clock.
Central time, 7 o'clock.
But really, I'm really concerned about the West Coast, because this is where, you know, we are. This is where we're going to do our work. Uh-oh, there's Muhammad there. Let's see. Hey, assalamu alaikum, my brother. Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Khatib. Okay, I'm gonna put myself on mute. I can hear you good.
All right, sure. Alhamdulillah, it's still gonna be a few more minutes. Okay.
All right.
Okay, it's still gonna be a few more minutes. They call him the first Adhan.
Okay, no problem. I'm putting myself on mute.
Thank you. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.
السلام عليكم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praises to Allah, we seek refuge in Allah against sick and rejected enemy. With Allah's name, we worship the benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him, we seek his aid, his guidance, his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah against Shaitan. Refuge with Allah against our own evils, our own sin. Bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. We bear witness that Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. Again, dear beloved brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. So happy to have been invited again to this beautiful masjid. Masjid as-salam. You know the word salam means peace. It has to do with things being in order and with things being in their correct form, their perfect form. We know we are not perfect, but Allah is perfect. And he has made this way of life for us. He's made it to be perfect. He's made it perfect. So we may make many mistakes, many errors. We may commit sins that we don't even know we've committed. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that there are sins that you can commit that you don't even know you committed. He said, but Allah, if you worship Allah sincerely, make 4 rak'ahs, and every time you move in the rak'ah, with each rak'ah, you say 10 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. He said, we make 4 rak'ahs and say those statements, those 4 statements, 10 times each. He said, Allah, and you do it sincerely, Allah has forgiveness for you for 10 kinds of sin. The old sin, the new sin, the biggest sin you ever committed, the smallest sin, the one you did on purpose, the one you did accidentally, the one you know you did, the one you don't know you did. the one that you did in public and the one you did in private. Now, that's a lot of forgiveness for us, brothers and sisters. That's a lot of forgiveness. And in our heart, in our mind, in our life, we have to realize that Allah is real. We have to realize that Allah is real. And what we've been told in this religion, what Allah has sent us to know in this religion, that it is real. That the messenger of Allah, what he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you get blessed every time you say, peace and blessed be upon him, that what he was sent with for us is real. We're going to talk about that a little bit today because there's many verses in the Holy Quran that deals with that. And we're going to read one of those verses today. And I just want you to think about it. I mean, after all, this is your book. What the world tells you is not your book. That's not your guidance. What they say about us on television, that's not our guidance. We don't follow that. We don't listen to the unbelievers. We don't fear them. Allah says there's some people who fear others like they should fear Allah, because they fear them more. But the believers, they are overwhelmed by their love and fear for Allah, their regard for Allah. We obey Allah. And I know I'm just a guy up here talking, but you should know this already because you have an obligation to study what Allah has revealed for yourself. You don't want to listen to the one who made your blood that's flowing through your veins right now? That's closer to you than the jugular vein that's causing blood to flow all throughout your body and keep you alive? If your circulatory blood stopped just for a minute, that's a problem. That's a problem for you. Are we grateful to Allah for what he's doing for us? Or are we just going along with what the world said? Are we just listening to the liars in the world? I want to caution you in behalf of this religion and in behalf of our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in behalf of our Lord, Creator, Allah, Creator of everything that exists, I want to caution you, but you already should be cautioning yourself, because after all, you know your combination. I know your combination. If you have not combinated on yourself, if you have not been confronting yourself, if you have not been dealing with yourself to make yourself go an extra step, go an extra measure to learn to fear Allah deep in your heart, deep in your mind, deep in your soul, then I kind of feel sorry for you. Because that tells me that you're not forcing yourself, exerting yourself to grow. It's like a guy who goes to the gym and he picks up a 5-pound weight, walks around a little bit, put it back down, and then when somebody called him on the phone, he said, yeah, I was at the gym working out. With 5 pounds? So you're going to have to put some extra weight on yourself, extra pressure on yourself. You're going to have to confront yourself and ask yourself, am I fearing Allah with the fear that he deserves? Am I worshiping Allah with the worship that he deserves? Am I obeying Allah with the obedience that he has commanded me, with what he has requested of me, that he says he will reward me over and over and multiply forgiven? See, they train our minds in this society, and they didn't just work on our generation. They've been working on us since we've been here, speaking as an African person of African descent. They've been working on us. The European powers have been working on us for thousands of years. But they really focus their greatest efforts the last 400 or 500 years on the people they brought from Africa over here and the other Africans who stayed there, who ran away, hid or whatever, or they weren't, that the Europeans weren't interested in. You know, they pick us out of the people to enslave like you go to the store and pick fruit.
You don't eat the old rotten and weak fruit, fruit that looks diseased. They will go down the line after they attacked us and captured us and pick out the people that they thought would be the strongest, be able to make the trip from Africa and them ships stacked up on different levels. You still had to go to the bathroom when you were on that ship for months. Men and women, the smell, the rottenness, the disease. You had to be extra strong to survive that. We don't think like that. They want to take that out your mind and have you watch the basketball game. The horn players, the dancers from the other generation, the bug dancers and the fighters, the boxers who beat each other to death for entertainment, and how they would rape our women, rape the black woman, how they would rape them for entertainment and fun. That's why some of us are real light-skinned, blue eyes or whatever, hazel eyes, and the rest of us still look thoroughbred. I'm not joking. I'm telling you reality. But we have been so injured and so hurt and so mesmerized and taken out of our minds. We have become so defective in towards reality and about reality that we don't even think about it like that no more. How can I get this car? This job? And now they through with you. Now people thinking, how can I get this dough? I see people at 7 to 8 in the morning, they're drinking beer, probably drink all night. But I come out and street working or whatever, and they're drinking already, alcohol. Allah says in the Holy Quran, you got to listen to Allah if you want to be safe. You got to listen to what this book says, that the alcohol, the intoxicants and gambling are an abomination, a horrible thing, a terrible thing, a forbidden thing of Satan's handiwork. That's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to gamble your life away, play games with your life, games of chance, take risks, high risk, so that you would become an abominable thing instead of the way we like to see ourselves as human beings. You are really blessed because Allah has chosen you and brought you forth so that you are in a position to convey this information, this knowledge from the Holy Quran. And the carriers of this knowledge and the believers in Allah, Allah says about them that you are the best people brought out for the benefit of all of mankind. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lunnas. Ta'maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you are the best people brought out for the benefit of mankind, inviting to all that is good, forbidding all that is wrong, and believing in Allah. That's your identity. I know they give us all kinds of things that, and they say this is your identity. But this is our identity as Muslims. This is our identity, to believe in Allah and to be strong enough in your environment to forbid wrong, to forbid evil, to invite to all that is good for you so that you can grow and be strong. And be at the top, be the chosen ones of Allah, be nearest to Allah. That's who you are. That's who you really are. So we have these Jummas, Allah installed in Jummah in us every week, so that we will be reminded. Allah says, who is better in speech than one who calls men to Allah and says, I'm of those who believe? So when you are reminding people about Allah, you're calling them to the faith, the same faith you have. You're calling them. You're reminding them. You're interrupting Shaitan's normal activity of destroying people. You're a champion if you fight Shaitan. Whether you win or lose, you're a champion. And when I say lose, I mean die killing Shaitan. But Allah says, don't even speak of you as being dead. Allah says, as a martyr, if he gets killed fighting the cause of Allah, don't even wash him. Don't even clean him up. Bury him in the clothes he died in. That's how acceptable you are to Allah. This is reality. This is the real reality that Muslims, that believers live in. It ain't got nothing to do with what they say on TV. And these stupid criminals that attacked our people years and years ago has attacked the whole world. I'm not talking about their color. I'm talking about that satanic mind, that devil mind, that wicked, evil mind that preys on people and suck their blood like the movie of the Dracula. That cannibalize people, eat up their future, eat up their whole life, eat them up for generations. We're the children of the people that they stole and brought over here. And the rest of you just got here. You were the ones that were left in Africa weeping, hearing about, or running scared because you was hoping that the devil wouldn't come and get you too. But we're related, though. The battle is not over, brothers and sisters. Allah raised us up so that we'd be strong enough to fight this winged shaitan. Allah says, oh, you who believe, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. He is an enemy to you, an avowed enemy. But you know who runs the society pretty much, right? Shaitan and his followers. Allah said, go, told Iblis, Shaitan, go and let all your followers go and attack the believers, the children of Adam. Come at them from the right and the left and attack them with your cavalry, your infantry. Attack them. And any who follow you, I'll put them in hell, you and them in hell. You know, hell is a place that's hot. It's a place that's cold. It's a place where you're eating guts. Filth is there. Disease is there. That's hell. You're trapped. You can't get out. Remember how pleasant Ramadan was because Shaitan was locked up? No other time during the year do you feel like that all day long, like you're safe. The believer feels safe because he knows the devil is locked up, and it's real, brothers and sisters. You know how beautiful Ramadan is, even if you had difficulty getting through. We're celebrating the Ramadan because we're fasting during Ramadan because we're celebrating the revelation that I have in my hand right here. This book talks about that which makes things clear. And Allah says that it has all the answers in it. I know we can't talk during Juma, but I would have everybody say all the answers because all the answers are in the Quran. Allah says about the Quran, there is no question that can be asked that is not revealed in truth and giving you the best explanation of that truth. That's how it said in the Quran in Arabic. We should learn the Arabic. I have some sheets right here. After the Juma, anybody who wants a sheet, a copy of the Arabic letters, the Quranic Arabic letters, every single letter here on the sheet is used in the Holy Quran. So you learn these letters and you start reading the Holy Quran in Arabic. Then all you have to do is learn what the words mean. All vocabulary. Yeah, comprehension. You got to know what you're practicing. We don't want to just go through the motions. I know people who can recite the Quran, a lot of Quran. But you say, well, what's that mean? They haven't done the vocabulary. So brothers and sisters, make sure that you listen to your Lord and learn what he's saying to you. It's in this book right here, the Quran. And we play the video games, we read the papers, we read on the internet all the time, and we're just consuming and consuming. They call us consumers, right? Consuming and taking in all that stuff that the devil and his associates have written. Some of it's true. I mean, their top book in this society is called the Bible. But all of it's not true. We know that. Allah said in the Quran, it's not all of it is true. But the Holy Quran is complete. It's pure. No corruption in it. La rayba fi. No doubt in it. Not even doubt. Can't even be doubted. Everything in the Quran is what you need. Oh, it's going to take me so long to learn it. You can learn any language. in 2 to 3 years expertly. In 2 to 3 years, this is what the scientists say, the linguistic scientists, social scientists. They say you can learn any language in 2 to 3 years expertly. You know, a two-year-old, he can't even think, but he can talk, right, real good. If he's a three-year-old, he really can talk good, ask you questions, blow your mind. But what about a man who's 25, 30, 40 years old, and he learns the language, but he also can think like a grown-up. He knows something about the world. He knows something about life. He knows something about family. So you learn this Holy Quran, the language of it, in 2 to 3 years, oh, as a human being, you'll be awesome. As a human being, you'll be awesome. You'll be closer to Allah. Allah will bless you. The angels that come to Juma, they come to Juma. They waiting and they counting. They looking to see who come to Juma early. From Hamzah Song said, the angels, Allah gives rewards. So the first one come, they get a reward that's equal to the size of a camel. What does Allah give you? A gold that's equal to the size of a camel. Prophet also said you get a camel. But, you know, in this society, a camel's not of much use. But at the time of Prophet Muhammad saw something, somebody gave you a camel, you had some. So whatever it is, there is that weight or value in this society, now, the angels got that for you if you first want to come. I think the next one gets a sheep. So there's grades of performance. Allah rewards you for your performance in grades. If you was in school and you come around the door and you're the last one, you know you don't feel good. Everybody looking at you. Teacher telling you you're tardy. Might send you to the what? Principal's office. Right? Don't throw away the good things. Keep the good things. Apply examples on yourself. They say, man, if I serve Allah on the verge, Allah talked about that in the Quran too. Keep in mind, every concern is answered perfectly in the Holy Quran. Perfect. Perfect. Allah tells us to strive for the perfection of having this book in your life, in your performance of life. And the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad saw it. He said, if you hold on to the book of Allah, if you hold on to the revelation of Allah and my way of living the way, revelation of Allah, he said, you'll never go astray. That's what he said. Whether I said or some great popular sheikh said or a little child said, it's still the truth. It's the truth. Depends on what you want to do with it. Depends on what you want to do with it. If I had something that would save my life in every situation, I'd be more excited about it than I would with what the TV telling me and the people around me are telling me in a society that I already know it's well documented. It's written into their laws that it's okay to hate me. You ever thought about it like that? When you walk out your door, before you even go out your door, you have to understand there's laws and people that are permitted to attack you in this society. Based on your color, based on your level of education, based on your culture and the thing, the religion you have. Do you ever think about that? Or have you just accepted it and said, well, that's just the way it is? Allah doesn't want it like that. That's why he sent this revelation for you and the guidance of the Prophet, so that you could change the world. We just said, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas, that you Muslims, you believers are the best people. Brought out from everybody else for their benefit. That's what Allah says about you. Now, I know you've heard this verse that says that there'll come a time when in judgment for your tongue, your hand, your feet, your skin will bear witness against you as to all that you did. I know you don't want to be questioned about how come you didn't believe in Allah and his revelation more strongly, more aggressively. I was watching the game the other day, and we just hollered, yeah, get him, so-and-so. Hit another three. Can he hit threes? Did we approach our prayers looking for blessings and excitement and encouragement? Are we excited about our way of life? Allah said he got a team. He got a team. It's called Hizbullah, the party of Allah. Hizbullah. I'm not talking about people overseas that they talk about, they kill babies, everything. I'm talking about what Allah said in the Quran. Hizbullah is in the Quran. You are the party of Allah. No one can defeat Allah's group. No one can defeat Allah's party. Even if you was a gigantic army, you can't defeat Allah. So don't even let that thing creep into your life that you have some sort of a permission to disobey Allah or refuse to go forth. Allah said in the Holy Quran, fight in the cause of Allah, whether you are heavyweight or lightweight. Fight in the cause of Allah, whether you have big provisions or small provisions. Everybody has the obligation to give his zakat. Everybody has the obligation to pray 5 times a day. There's 2,000 million, more commonly called 2 billion, 2,000 million Muslims on the face of the earth, and every day 2,000 million Muslims know they're supposed to pray 5 times a day. Don't leave yourself out of this. Allah is everywhere all the time. He knows if you're praying. He knows if you're sincere or not. He knows if you really love him or not deep in your heart. He knows if you love your woman or your money or your house or your job or your property or your big number of sons and teammates. Allah knows if you love them more than you love him. He knows. Allah says, don't deceive yourself and don't be deceived. He says, sometimes you look at people and they look so good. He said, but they may be the most contentious of enemies. Then Allah turns around and says, he can take your enemies and make them your friends. But it all depends on where your heart is. If you love Allah, he's going to bring you to the best. So if you were over here loving somebody that don't deserve to be loved, but you love Allah more, Allah will bring you to himself. If you're over here hating somebody who should not be hated, Allah, and you love Allah more, Allah will clarify your mind, rectify your situation, and have you realize the value of another person or a situation. We don't want to be no fake Muslims. We in Los Angeles. You can get fake in a second. In this city, oh, you can get fake in a second in this city. It's so artificial. It's Hollywood. That's where they make lies at. People got jobs making a lot of money singing lies, saying lies, all that. Right on TV. Right in the movie. Look how homosexuality passed so fast. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of ministers don't want to talk about it. I hate to say it, but maybe a few imams need to talk a little bit more about it. What can make a man so artificial in his mind and so backward and so unnatural and so weird and strange and freaky that he want to be something he's not? All the way to sexuality. He wish he didn't have his private part. He wants a private part of a woman. And she don't want to be a woman who we call Mother Nature bringing forth new life, the opportunity to bring new Muslims into the world, and she starts getting all bully and acting crazy, want to take the place of a man. Allah says he has made you into male and female. Who don't want to accept the decree of Allah? The decree of Allah. Now you see me here talking, this is how I was raised. This is how I was trained. And I've come across a certain amount of education. So if I don't say things or do things exactly like you want me to do, then you ain't got nothing to do with it. I thank Allah for whatever he blessed me with. And I plan on using every bit of it. I'm not listening for what the world, the latest trend is in the world.
I'm not listening to what the latest trend is coming from the ones who are the descendants of the people who attacked us and sold us and used us to make money. They took you and brought you over here, or took you to wherever they was going to take you in the world and used you to make money. They took you and brought you and used you for their own satisfaction. They got our women scared to be their own with their own kind. They got a man scared to be his own gender, his own sexuality. You should be very mad. You should be mad. They bring, you got criminals that love Shaitan, love what Shaitan helping them do. So they bringing drugs into the neighborhood, sneaking drugs into the neighborhood to poison you and wipe you out. They don't care. They're selling you, trading you to get some more money. It's generational with them. But Allah bless them because he's here to break up. Allah is breaking up a generational influence. He's breaking up your generational fear. Trust me, you know, you're not afraid in this society like your father and your grandfather were. No, Allah won't raise you up to the point that you want to kill Shaitan. You want to kill him. You want to cut his head off or brains out. Yeah, Allah says, hurl the truth against him and knock his brains out, break his head. Oh, I thought you were talking about getting violent. If you knock his brains out, if you knock his mind out, if you knock his mind out of your out of the ummah, that ain't violent enough for you, and you ain't get no blood on it. But morally, mentally, spiritually, politically, and every now and then physically too, you got to be willing to raise your hand for Allah and bring it down on the neck of the devil. But right now, morally, mentally, spiritually, you've got a lot of power. You've got freedom in this society to speak up and say, I am a Muslim. I believe in Allah, the Lord of the world. No, I do not pray to Jesus. No, Jesus is not God. No, Jesus is not. You've got the freedom to do that. No, he didn't die for my sin. No, I'm not going to turn the other cheek, sucker. No, I was not born in sin. I was born a Muslim. You got the freedom to say that. And trust me, brothers and sisters, even if you don't see it, if you just feel that way, you're going to behave differently and better. That's the difference I'm talking about. You're going to behave better. And Allah's going to love you. And when somebody comes to influence you, push you off of the space that Allah has given you, push you off of the territory that Allah has blessed you with, namely your own self first. This is the main earth that you got. This is the earth you can speak for right here. Oh, I ain't nobody till I get a big building or a house. No, Allah's giving you a house. It's your house right here. So even if you don't say nothing, if you feel that way, Shaitan cannot bounce you around. Allah says it in the Holy Quran. There's some you cannot get. You'll get everybody except those who are sincere and purified. That's what I'm trying to be. I'm trying to go on my faith. I'm living my faith. I don't have to prove it to nobody but Allah. But Allah knows if I believe or not. So sometimes your faith get a little weak. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to be encouraged many times in the Quran. When you read it, you'll see how many times Allah told him, don't be afraid. You'll see how many times Allah told him, go forth. You'll see how many times Allah told him, do not accept the calls of the behest of the hypocrites and the unbelievers and the rejected. Because they'll be in the bottom of the Lord's depths of field. But the believers will be pulled up high close to their Lord. They will have the gardens. They will have the big, beautiful mansions. The believers will have everything they called for. Anything they called for. That's real, brothers and sisters. We can't stay in these bodies forever. So there's another zone where Allah will reward you with a reward that you can't get in this society, that you can't get in this body.
That's reality. That's the real reality. And we're fighting Satan to keep him and his media from convincing us of something else. They'll use the media on you. In their religious media, they told you that they crucified Jesus, Esau, the Islam. Allah tells you in the Holy Quran, they did not kill him nor crucify him, though it was made to appear to them. Doesn't it appear to the world? It appears to the world that Jesus died for them. It appears to the world that they have to drink his blood. They got a whole religion, and it's based on cannibalism, eating up whoever you can eat up. Eat up his money, eat up his property, eat up his women. That's what they did to us. They cannibalized us. But Allah reached inside their guts. Allah reached inside their guts and pulled us back out. Yeah, Allah said he'll save you from the clutches of the shaitan. That's who you are. They don't want nobody to be saying these words to you and wake you up. They don't want nobody to say these words to you and affect you. Now, maybe if you're not affected, oh, well, I'm affected by just thinking that way. So when I go in the store, I'm not scared. When I go in their neighborhood, I'm not scared. Neighborhoods that they've cordoned off. You go in there and they send the cops what you want. You know what I'm talking about. They want to relegate you or push you over in some little enclave, some little so-called different dimension, and have you think differently, not only about the environment, but about yourself. They've invaded the mind. So Allah gave you a big mind, a better mind, gave you his own mind, and nobody can touch this. Study this Quran. Read this Quran. Obey this Quran. These are the words of Allah. Nobody can touch this. Try it. You got nothing to lose. Have the guts to say the buck stops here. Draw a line in the sand and say, you're not going to do me like you did my father. You're not going to do me like you did them. Draw a line. Oh, they might kill me. All you're going to do is go to Allah. Allah says, everything you see living must die. Humans, jinn, plants, animals, everything on that. Now, the human and the jinn, his consciousness is not going to die because he's going to know that he's in heaven enjoying all the paradise, or he's going to know that he's in hell. That's what Allah says in the Quran. So this new talk here, because, you know, there was no talk like this on the plantation. And if you said anything too aggressive from the Bible, they'll kill you. If you just said stuff out of human nature, I really would like to get away from this destruction. I really would like to get away from this abuse. They'll kill you just for saying something natural. Any animal don't want you to beat him, abuse him. You say, why do I always talk about this? Because this is the thing that's separating us, the men from the boys, so to speak. You're a brand new generation. You have the ability to be the father of the people to come after you. You have the ability to be a brand new, and you are a brand new generation, not just a physical generation, but a generation that's guided by divine, directly by divine. Directly by divine. This is Allah's own mind. Put it in your head. Put it in your head. Nothing bad's going to happen. Only good's going to happen. Allah says, you believe in him enough and you obey him. He said, you'll see angels. You'll see connections. You'll see miracles like you see people walking the street. There's some people walking the street that I wish they wouldn't even have no more. They don't feel it. Yeah, you got people that come in and kill your kids, shoot you, can't go to the store, assault you and you ain't did nothing to them. Maybe that hasn't happened to you. I think it has. Women who get up in your face, you always say, man, I'm not your husband. You must be daydreaming. I haven't done anything to you. I don't even know you. And call you out your name, call you bad name, call you what the slave master used to call you. unfortunately, and I hope to Allah that our Muslim sisters don't get influenced by the world any more than they have been. Call you out your name. Get up in your face. They say back east some women have set up their own masjid. They say back east in New York, I think, homosexuals have set up their own masjid. Now, you know what happened to them if they weren't protected by their sheep tied here in America. Yeah, if the laws in America weren't written by Shaitan, homosexuals and unnatural, freaky people would have to run. They couldn't make it in a Muslim environment where the Muslims are ruling. You know what I'm talking about. Well, brothers and sisters, let us obey Allah as much as we can. It says it right in the Quran. I'm telling you everything that you should be reading in the Quran. You should be so fired up that when I meet you on the street or see you on the street, I feel good in your company. I don't have to tremble because I know you don't have my back. If we together anywhere, brothers and sisters, with the help of Allah and with all my power, I got your back. Doesn't Allah tell us to be that way in the Quran? Allah should tell the believers to unite and be united. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Yes, Allah tells us to be united. Allah tells us to be united. Fight you against the friends of Shaitan. Evil indeed is Shaitan. Said, unless you fight Shaitan, unless you be united like the unbelievers are united with themselves, said, there'll be great tumult and oppression on the earth. That's what the Holy Quran says. I'm mostly reciting you things that I can remember. I can't remember everything now, but I'm working on it. We got people around the world. We got hundreds of millions of people who know this Holy Quran by heart. You know that, right? That's wonderful. And that's great for them. But it's not enough for them. You need to be one yourself. And if you don't know the whole Quran, practice as much as you know. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you only know one verse, you have a duty to teach that. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you only know one verse of the Holy Quran, you have a duty, an obligation to teach that. This chapter rolls, and this is verse 38 I'm going to read. I don't have them. I'm okay. Thank you. Thank you. Hakahu al miskina. وأبنى سبيل ذلك خير الذين يريدون وجه الله أولئك هم المفلحون. I didn't mean to correct you, but what happens is sometimes if you don't give it a little at a time, you hear two people talking, and then nobody gets nothing out of it. So that's why I said I'm okay. Alhamdulillah. It's his duty to try to help me if I know it. If I don't know it well enough, then it may cause confusion. So anyway, thank you. Alhamdulillah. So I wanted to make that clear. Whenever, that's why all of us need to know the Quran. So that, and don't think you can't get it. If you know ABCs, and if you know CAT spells cat, I'm talking to you in the language of the criminal enslavers. I'm speaking English to you. That's the language of the criminal enslavers. How can you prefer that to Allah's sacred word in this Holy Quran? The Holy Quran has healing in it. The enslavers' language and ideas has misery and suffering and abuse, twisted ideas, perverted laws, lies, all up inside their religion and all up inside their constitution. Said you were only a portion, a fraction of a man. That they were in control of your freedom coming and going. Look how Allah has liberated you. I don't see no change in you. And it's the duty of Juma to take the chains off your mind and your heart, to take the heavy burdens off of you. That's what this Quran is for. That's why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called a mercy to the world. He relieves you of heavy burdens, mental problems. He relieves you of your mental problems, your bipolar, your schizophrenia, your confusion that this world has caused you. You didn't get none of that out of this Quran. I hope you understand what I'm saying to you. So it's time for us to stand up and correct ourselves, confront ourselves, obligate ourselves to obey Allah, bow down sincerely, make our prayers, give in charity. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, charity burns up sin like water extinguishes fire. Charity, giving in charity, I know we don't see how. Come on, man, I ain't got but a few dollars. If I give this in charity, Allah own everything. You walk around the corner, somebody just give you some money. Or somebody will give you a car, give you a house. Or Allah will send ideas to your mind that make problems that you've been carrying for 30, 40 years just go away. All of a sudden you realize the reality. Because Allah is the reality. And he said he can do whatever he please to whomsoever and for whomsoever he please. Think about that, brothers and sisters. We're a special people. We're the chosen people. I know you heard the Jews lie and say that they are chosen. They're lying. How are you going to be chosen when you reject the people like Esau, ladies and gentlemen? Allah says Esau is his own word. And you reject him? No Jews named Jesus. How many Muslims named Muhammad? Almost everybody. Your first, your last, or your middle name, somebody in your family. So it's time for us to break out of here, break free. Bust this society wide open with reality. You got the best mind. You got the best mind for the rest of the world in this Holy Quran. That's who you are. If you don't realize that, realize it. Start realizing it and work on yourself. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a person of knowledge is like a gold mine, like a mine. So dig into your head and pull this purity out and make it available for the rest of the world. Make the riches of what Allah has blessed us with. There's nothing richer than this Quran. Allah says you can have all the material wealth in the world. He says, if you think that your material wealth is going to save you or help you or that it means anything, he says, just wait. And you'll see how the life of this world is fooling you every day. Trying to make us victims every day. So brothers and sisters, we're going to just read this real fast and go into it. So give what is due to kindred. Give what is due to kindred, the needy and the wayfarer. That is best for those who seek the countenance of Allah. Countenance is also wajib, the face of Allah. Now we know Allah is not physical, but it means his presence, and Allah is everywhere. And it is they who will prosper. You will prosper. Start counting your blessings and just start seeing. Open your eyes, ears, open your senses and just start seeing how you benefit from being a believer. Every day you look for this. Every day, see how you benefit from being a believer, a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Akhima Salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar,
I might ask you to call that again because we need to make a dua. I would have loved that you told me. Inna Allahumma laikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sallam wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama salaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim inna ka hamidu majid. Allahumma barak ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama baraka ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim sallam inna ka hamidu majid. ربنا آتينا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آتينا في دنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار Amen. Akhma Salah, call your Akhma one more time, please. Yeah, I know, but. Call the Akhma one more time, please.
Now, we can land straight. Shoulder to shoulder, toe to toe. We're praying to Allah. Your mouth.
الله أكبر. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لهم هم المؤمنون أكثر هم الفاسقون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سماء ذات الفروج فليوم الموت شاهد ومشهود وفي الأسهاب المفتود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قرود فهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود الله أكبر
السلام
I'm making brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us on the Blog Talk Radio, sharing our Jumu'ah today. May Allah bless each and every one of you. Inshallah, we'll see you next.